A University of Nevada, Reno study has the idea that fall grazing would help reduce the amount of dead plant material for the following fire season. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Doctoral student Tracy Shane talks about getting rid of cheatgrass.
In some previous studies we've seen, the fall grazing treatment has definitely had positive benefits in terms of reducing cheatgrass fuel loads while not damaging the perennial grasses that we want to see on the landscape. Those perennial grasses tend to be fairly fire safe. They stay green throughout much of the summer and tend not to carry wildfire the same way cheatgrass does. So we're using drones and we're using terrestrial laser scanners, and we're using a combination or a fusion type approach where we're essentially creating a 3D structure of what the vegetation and the fuels look like out there, both before and after the grazing treatment each year. We have both sheep producers and cattle producers.
So where do the sheep graze and where do the cows graze?
We don't get to dictate what the allotment species of use is for. We were targeting 4 different sites across Nevada that all have similar characteristics in terms of vegetation, depending on what that allotment is geared for and allowed for. We have to use the species that we can't change species of use for those allotments.
And we all hope it works. Produced by the Ag Information Network.